Wayne Kelly in the Morning.
And joining us right now on the telephone, the real-life Allison Dubois. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Now, tell me, you are a medium, and the show is it based on your life?
It is. The show is inspired by my life, and it's the thing that's hard to get used to is they use my husband and my real name. And my husband is Joe. He is an aerospace engineer. My name is Allison Dubois, and we have three daughters with my abilities that we, try and help work through what they see.
So through this show, has your family become famous now?
Yeah, I guess so. People say so, but I still really feel, like Allison, like I have always been. I still choose the same Bud Light for beer, and I still, put my pants on one leg at a time. And so although people recognize me, it took me a while. I started going, why are you staring at me? I just thought they were being rude, but my husband had to remind me that they knew who I was. So,
so how did this come to be that your life became a television series?
I was being studied at a laboratory by scientists to try and understand exactly what it is that people like me do and how far it can be taken. And the laboratory was contacted by Paramount, and Paramount said, send us your best mediums. And they took 120 people, roughly, that are in my field, and they put us up against each other to narrow us to the top five. And I really just went because I wanted to see other people like me. I had never, I'd been around some of my family members, but I'd never been around any people that did it professionally that were like me. And so I went and I competed, and it was fun because I'm competitive by nature, but I ended up being one of the five that was picked, and Kelsey Grammer was co-producing that. And I heard back from him a year and a half later, and he said, I really believed in your abilities, and we'd like to make a show inspired by your life. And so that kind of was the rest is history, one of those stories. So,
do you work with the police now?
That I do.
Okay.
And I'm getting a little spread thin on cases, but I'm trying to keep up. And right now I'm working one that's particularly important because 3 to 5 year old little girls are being targeted. And the thing that astounds me is that, people don't always realize what goes on in the world, and then there's people that will do these things. So I'm trying to help people understand that and also bring resolution and get some justice for these kids.
How do people, when they hear about you and they talk to you, they meet you, how do they deal with it? Is it, wow, that's amazing, or do they kind of think, well, maybe it's all fake?
Well, I always know when somebody has nothing to hide because they'll shake my hand without flinching. When somebody doesn't want to shake my hand, it's not because of who I am. It's because of something they have that they don't want me to know about.
Wow.
Really?
And here's my little message to them. I don't need to shake their hand.
You already know.
So tell us how it works. You can look at somebody, you can be near somebody, and you can get some feelings. Tell me about that.
Well, yeah, I can, but I was actually trained in a laboratory for 4 years where all we were given was the first name of the person that was like in another country that we were supposed to read.
Wow. That's
so
really remote.
I'm used to going off pretty much nothing except their names. So it made me better, I guess, maybe more fine-tuned at what I do.
Hmm.
So it actually it's kind of like working muscles. The more you do it and the further you push yourself, the better you are. And when I was trying out for that show, when we were competing against each other, I looked at a couple of the mediums and I was like, don't you get last names? And they were like, no. And I was like, well, why not?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, when you get a name, can't you say that it's a middle name? Because we had to in the lab. We were put under some really difficult conditions, and I didn't know that it wasn't common to be able to do that, or I wouldn't have pushed myself to do that. So I encourage people to live life without limits and not measure themselves by other people, or you end up not going as far as you would have in life, because I guess I wouldn't probably be able to do what I do if I hadn't been pushed so hard,
How do your children deal with this?
To them, I'm just mom, and I'm annoying to them. So, I mean, they deal with it because they haven't known anything different either. They've seen, people who have passed since they were small. And like with our oldest daughter, Aurora, when she was 2 and a half, Joe and I walked into her room because she was yelling. And we said, what's going on? And she said, there's a man in my room. And so, of course, Joe is ready to, take somebody out or something. And we're walking through the room. We're like, there's nobody here. And she's like, he's tall and skinny and, he has a bow tie. And she couldn't really say the word, but she said, genius. He says he's a genius. And I looked at Joe and I said, who do you think that is? And he said, that's my dad. And I hadn't met Joe's dad. He died before I met Joe. So Joe pulled out a picture of his dad and he had a bow tie on. And he called himself the genius, is what Joe was laughing about, because he was an MIT grad, a chemical engineer. And so we put Aurora back to sleep and told her it was just Grandpa Jim and he was just visiting her to see, make sure she sleeps soundly.
Wow.
Our girls have always grown up that way. So to them, they don't understand how there are people out there that don't feel the other side or don't believe in life after death. That makes no sense to them.
Wow.
This is fascinating. Now, did you not just write a book about this as well?
Yeah.
What's your new book called?
My second book just released, We Are Their Heaven, yeah. It was a hard book to write. It was very intense and deep. And I tried to tell everybody everything that I possibly could about what I've learned. I wrote a chapter on loss of child, a chapter on loss of spouse, and on suicide, and I tackled some of the difficult losses. And I interviewed a Catholic priest who's a medium and answered some of the religious questions for people out there that are torn between religion and what they feel to be true.
Yep.
So I'm very proud of the book.
I'm just so happy to have had you on the radio and chat with you. This has just been fascinating. We could talk for hours and hours.
I know. This is fun. We'll have to do it again and have more time.
I agree. Thank you very much. There's Alison Dubois, and the website to find her is at alisondubois.com. And great pleasure having her on the show with us this morning.
Wayne Kelly in the Morning on All Hit KBS. The best of the 80s, 90s, and now.